If South Korea ever goes to war with North Korea, South Korean troops would be under U.S. command. That's the arrangement that's been in place since the Korean War, and now it's going to stay that way for a bit longer. How much longer remains uncertain. For a number of years, the two countries have been discussing shifting wartime control of South Korean forces to South Korea. At one point, that was scheduled to take place in 2012. Then it was delayed until 2015. And now the transfer has been delayed for a second time. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel made the announcement at the Pentagon Thursday after meeting with his South Korean counterpart. Hagel said the reason was an intensifying North Korean threat, while South Korea's defense minister said the security situation on the Korean Peninsula is more precarious than ever. South Korea is still building up its missile defense capabilities. The United States currently has more than 28,000 forces stationed in South Korea. That's down from more than 40,000 in the early 1990s and nearly 35,000 about 5 years ago. And all those personnel come under the authority of Pacific Command, headquartered here in Hawaii. Bill Dorman, NHPR News.